So good morning. I'm Jen. It's so nice to be with you this morning. And we're going to begin by just letting go. And we're going to let go of the rummage sale. And we let go to have a rummage sale. That was all the stuff we let go of. And now we're going to let it go. And so I just invite you to come and rest and to receive. So I invite you into the space of deeply letting go. Of any mental clinging in your mind. Of any clinging in your body. Shoulders relaxed, feet balanced. Allowing your mind to settle into your breath. Allowing your breath to settle into your body. And allowing yourself to be comfortable in your body, however it feels. And arising is the sensation of life in your breath. It is simple. And allowing this sensation of life that is simple to expand within you. You can fully let go into it. And just ask yourself gently and lovingly, what am I holding on to? Or what am I afraid of letting go of in my life right now? So is it desire to be different, or for life to be different, or for a boss or a partner or a spouse or a child to be different? Is it a worry? And ask yourself, what am I holding on to that I could let go of? As you become aware of what is surfacing, just be with it. There's no need to know why or any details. Just be with whatever is surfacing. and just hold it. What would it feel like to let go of these things? What would it feel like to let go of the fear or the wanting something or someone to be different? Or wanting life to be different? Imagine what it would feel like to let go of what you're holding on to. And let yourself let go, anchored in your breath, connected to your truth, your breath, your relationship with life as you let go. With this breath, bless yourself. With this breath, bless the other hearts in the room. With this breath, bless your home. And with this breath, bless the world. And coming back to just your breath. In your own heart and mind. and returning to the room. And open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you again. And it's fall, like that, it's fall. There was a week of just a lot of rain and a lot of fall. We had this summer that was just went on forever, and then bam, we're in fall. So how you doing the fall? Like, you got your like therapy light out, the one with the extra strong bulb in the morning, like holding on. That's how I get, like, we're going down. But we've changed the spiritual season, you know? Like, when I was preparing for today, I had to go out and go to my sacred text, my favorite one, which is the tree in my backyard, and be like, what's up for today? And it just sat there, and it went, puck, puck, puck. I just let go. I said, okay. And then I got out all my books, you know, and I read a lot about letting go and about grief and how grief like brings us into this place where we have to be vulnerable, and it changes us and it crushes us and it makes us closer to other people. And I read about it. And then I went and I was thinking yesterday, a teacher of mine told me about this place in Bali. Bali, where you, when you go to a temple, you actually go to this other temple first and you leave yourself there. So you leave your code, and but you also leave your identity as a person. You leave who you think you know you that you are. You leave all of you behind, and then you can go into the temple. But it's a stage of temples that you need to go through to get to the temple. So I was thinking about this yesterday, and then I lost my wallet. And so all of my ideas that were really great about grief, I was like, where's my wallet? Where's my identity? Where's how I can like have something that somebody thinks is valuable that will help me get fed or my children get fed this afternoon? You know, like where's all this stuff that I put in my wallet that I think is my identity and my value? Where was it? It was it wasn't me just reading books. I was actually having this moment of like, ah, ugh. So I thank you for that. It was good. Because I needed to remember something and to be vulnerable and to know that my identity and my worth were really not in my wallet. And of course, as soon as I came to that, then my son called me and said, it's behind the recycle bin. How did it get behind the recycle bin? I don't know. So our neighbors, our trees, our friends are doing this. And so I had to go to look and see why, what's happening with the trees. And some of you may know this and may know more. We can talk about it. But they need to survive the winter. And so actually as early as July, some trees, they shut off their kind of flow of chlorophyll and the waters that flow through them, because if they start to freeze, then they'll break. So they can't freeze. And so they actually have to shut off so that they can rest and survive and go within. And so it's a good time. It's actually the spiritually juicy time right now. You know, it's the good stuff. It's I'm going within, and what can I let go of? It's just not going to be what's going to take me through the winter, where I go into the dark and discover what's really truly light in me. And so this time I invite you to just think about, like, what's out there that just doesn't need to be held onto anymore? And it can look, and sometimes it can look really pretty. The stuff we think, oh, I got to let go of that thing that just doesn't look so good. But then sometimes we got to let go of the thing that looks good. They turn colors because they are protecting themselves. There's no chlorophyll, the leaves. But B, when they lose the chlorophyll, they're actually protecting themselves from these little creatures that would come and cause harm to the tree. So in that kind of metaphor of what am I letting go of, there's something protective in letting go. That you don't have to be working so hard all the time to be taking care of everything. That you can be protective of your own self. So this is, wanted to read to you. This is from Melanie Beattie's The Language of Letting Go. To let go does not mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It is the realization I can't control another. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. Just listen to which one resonates for you right now. To let go is to admit powerlessness, which means the outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try to change or blame another. It's to make the most of myself. It's not to care for, but to care about. It's not to fix, but to be supportive. It's not to judge, but to allow another human being. To let go, this is a good one for me, is not to be in the middle of arranging all the outcomes, but to allow others to affect their own destinies. To let go is not to be protective, but to permit another to face reality. To let go is not to deny, but to accept. To let go is not to nag or scold or argue, but instead search out my own shortcomings and correct them. To let go is not to criticize or regulate anybody, but to try to become what I could be. To let go is not to adjust everything to my desires, but to take each day as it comes and cherish myself in it. To let go is not to regret the past, but to grow and live for the future. To let go is to fear less and to love myself more. So there's the letting go, but the letting go is also about self-love. That when there's less energy going out here, then there's actually more energy here that can go really deep and strong into self-love. And I just want to notice that temple in Bali where we just have to leave something behind. Because in that next temple is ultimate bliss and ultimate love. And we're just walking there every day in our own way. And we're walking there step by step, each of us. And we get to go through this process of knowing what's real for us. Like, what's real? And so that means letting go of some ideas that have been passed down to us. And it also means being really close to our own self. And honestly, it means saying no sometimes. I've been reading in Psychology Today about how women, when they say no, they're not liked as much. But when men say no, they're liked more. So there's something about saying no that has to do with letting go. Like, no, I can't do that. Like, no, that's actually not my business. Do you know, so for women, you can, I think there's just, it's just important to note, there's also this evidence that, like, we think that people will mind if we say no, but they actually don't. They actually are okay with it. And most times when we make a request, we're actually thinking people might say no, and that's an option when we're on the request side. But when we're on the I need to say this side, we're like, no. So, but part of letting go is just saying no. It's like, I can't do it. I can't do that for you. And actually, it's not my thing to take care of. But I love you and I support you. And I'll be thinking of you. Because it's a boundary, letting go, this is about boundaries. You know, it's like, what's really mine to take care of and what's really not mine to take care of? I think Byron Katie talks about my business, your business, and God's business, right? So if I'm feeling kind of stressed, I might not be in my business. If I'm in my business, I can work with it. I can pray about it. I can put it in God's hands. I can say, okay, if I'm not in my business, there's not much I can do with it. It's somebody else's business. So getting clear on, oh, if it's my business, I can turn that over to God. I can listen to what's my next step. Okay. You know, if it's not my business, I can say I can turn this situation over to God, but it's not really in my control. It might actually drive me crazy to start thinking about it. And then God's business is things like when we're born, when we die, natural things that happen with the earth. That's all God's business. So we can only be in our own business. So as you think about kind of letting go and what is shedding right now, as you've turned the corner into fall, I really welcome you to cherish this time of letting go as a coming home to your own self. Like coming home to your own kind of deep roots within you. This is the time in the fall is when in most traditions there's an honoring of the ancestors or those who have gone before us. So All Saints Day, All Souls Day, we have Halloween. We have this kind of opening of the ancestors who have gone before us. And so in this fall time, it's as we go really deep within, it's really listening to, I have strength in me that I have been watched over since the time I was born. And so I can trust that when I say, here, I'm giving this to you, I'm letting it go, I actually don't know what to do with it, that there is something holding us that says, oh, thank you, I've been waiting. And then we can say, oh, well, here's another thing. Oh. And so that relationship between letting go and coming home goes like this. That there's strength that's holding us in equal measure to how much we can trust and let go. So that divine grace and that divine love that has been whispering, it's I'm here. I can hold it. It's just asking us to say, okay. And so I invite you to just let this fall be a time of not needing to hold on to it, you know? And you can shake it off and know that there's this strength that's coming deep within that will be the grace and the power to hold through anything. As we lose our robe, as we lose our in that first temple, there's much to lose. Those ones who've gone before us, they know what it's like. They've gone through the ultimate change. They've gone through the ultimate transformation. And they're the ones that are like, we got this. So letting go is about receiving a new sense of power. Not in our own power, but in divine power. There's a, I don't know if you guys have heard, I found this just yesterday in my, I was looking for my wallet. I actually found this poem. It's by Sapphire Rose. It's called She Let Go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all the calculations and how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write the projected date in her day timer. She made no public announcement and put no ad in the paper or on Facebook. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a 5-step spiritual mind treatment. She didn't call the prayer line. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. There was no one around when it happened. There was no applause, no congratulations. No one thanked her. No one praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all just be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her. And the sun and the moon, they shone forevermore. And so in your season of letting go, may it just be. And may the sun and the moon shine forevermore and hold you in that deep and divine grace that says it's okay to let go of what we thought we knew and take in the thoughts that would really serve us at this time and serve our well-being. Those divine thoughts that we are in the truth and in the light and in the glory now and forevermore. Amen.